Okay. Anything else on Lane Group?
That's all.
Okay, next item's Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total payment table in the amount of $29,202. Income accounts payables are $212,221.32. You have a copy of one set of meeting minutes for December 13th's regular meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, January the 7th, was $399,858.84. We had $105,258.81 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $29,202, leaving a balance of $265,398.03. Since I prepared those reports, we have one additional deposit. It was today's deposit, which was $27,180.89, for a total cash availability of $292,578.92. You also find in your reports the total cash availability for all the month of December, as well as through January 3rd, and the cash availability comparison report. I've also included copies of our most recent credit card statement for the Truist corporate card and the Food City gas statement.
Okay, thank you. Questions?
I do. On the interim accounts payable clerk sheet at the bottom, it says Town of Coburn, depot deposit refund for $131.88. What is that?
So we refunded a party that was here.
Okay.
That one has a deposit refund and...
Because it says Sarah, Town of Coburn instead of having somebody's name.
Yeah, I think it was several of those. And they owe taxes past due, so instead of writing the check back to them, we write it to the town.
Okay.
Yeah.
It did?
Okay. Additional questions? Okay, guys, one question on the VRA reserve fund. We've got $51,103.08 in that, and that shows $6,900 additionally deposited into the account. Jimmy, I think you talked last meeting about adding back some additional money, which I'm assuming is the $21,995.04, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does this put us well within compliance with the guidelines of where we need to be at this point in time?
Well, just a little bit of,
I think you do well.
Okay.
Good deal.
Just a little bit.
Okay. So there's no problems at all with the VRA and the reserve fund?
No.
Thank you.
While I'm on that page, this goes back to, on the playground equipment, the two pieces that we voted to purchase, and I know the merry-go-round had to have special matting around it. Can we not go ahead and order the teeter-totter and the merry-go-round, get the teeter-totter ready to be installed for this spring? And Crystal said she was going to look for somebody to donate the money to purchase the rubber matting that would go around that and the swings. Can we not go ahead and do that?
Is it above ground teeter-totter?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was a four, it's in that book.
That guy never did give me a price on it.
It's in the book.
I know, but it's supposed to give me a price on it.
The price was in the book.
No, it's going to give me a price.
Well, you need to call him. You need to call him. But I would want to go ahead and just and go ahead and order both pieces, even though the one, I know we have to dig a hole, and fix the hole, and put all that in there. And before we ever did that, we would have to have the rubber matting to go around it because we can't let bark chips and gravel and stuff get down in the mechanism. But if we went ahead and just had them ready and then tell Crystal we've got them and this is what we need. And then she was going to go find somebody.
So you're talking about just digging the hole and making the foundation first?
Well, the teeter-totter, I don't know what all the assembly is on it. It's not going to have anything right to do. The merry-go-round is the one that has to be done.
Matted.
And we need to go ahead and get the two pieces of equipment, and then we'll tell Crystal we have it. And we're going to go ahead and put the teeter-totter in, find a place to put it, and then get ready and tell Crystal how much, because I don't know what the diameter is of that circle that we have to have the mat, because it's going to be underneath to prevent stuff from falling in.
Yeah, I think we need to get that stuff in.
Yeah, I'd like to get those two pieces ordered and get that done, and at least get the teeter-totter installed before 3-2-1 day, if they're going to do that. I don't know if they will. COVID is still...
COVID's getting rampant again.
So, but if we could and at least get that piece in the ground, I don't think that one will be that bad. I think it'll take some concrete and dropping a thing gun in there for it. But those two pieces that we picked out at that meeting, and go ahead and get them ordered.
I think you need to order.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to be ordered.
And the merry-go-round, we can just store it until we can get the rest of the matting.
Okay. You guys okay to getting that ordered?
What's up?
Getting that ordered?
Yep.
Can you get that done? Okay, let's get it done.
Because I think they're in the both in the same book.
Okay.
It is. Now, I think the thing that sits in there is enclosed anyway, so.
Which one? The merry-go-round?
The merry-go-round.
I'm thinking that it is, that it, but there was something that you, they said that the bark mulch that we have was not conducive to the...
Right, because it would go between them.
Yeah. So that's why we needed the matting to...
Speaking of bark mulch, sometime earlier rather than later, when you guys can shake free and everything, we need to change the mulch at the Bondtown Park, because it's turning into nothing but grass. I noticed that the other day.
I'd say that all of those need, all the parks need refreshments with the grass.
I hear you. You know what I've been dealing with?
That's what happens up here. We just spread out when somebody's not here. We just take over.
Well, it makes it easier to keep up with it.
Not trying to butt anybody off the table, but it does. We have more spread out room. But I think we could get the teeter-totter installed, and when you get the measurements for the merry-go-round, then we can tell Crystal what we need.
He does the installation.
Okay.
We will.
We will.
Mm-hmm. With the help of Camp 18.
We still got those.
Mm-hmm. But I think that would be something, and it shows people that we're actually moving, still moving forward.
Get them ordered.
And we have started taking Christmas decorations down.
I'm glad.
Thank goodness.
I've had people want to know, when were we going to turn them lights off?
And then next year, if you really want some drawing around the other poles, you know, you need to get it ordered.
I was wondering about that, too. Is there any advantage to ordering it now that the holidays are over? Is that stuff cheaper? Do they run sales?
I just have to call upon them.
Because I would like to be able to go through and look. Like, we have snowflakes and stuff on both sides in certain areas, and then in other areas we only have it on one side, not the other side. And the same thing going up the hill towards the shopping center, we run out of everything.
I just don't think we have the poles to do it, do we?
We used to.
Power on the poles for both sides of the street.
They used to go all the way up to Kester Mead's house.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Jimmy, when you ordered those snowflakes and all that stuff, those were not something that was a stock item. Those were something they made to order for us. And if they're made for order, they're not going to have any surplus over for, you know, on sale.
That's true.
But if they're not busy, they may give you a better price. Be worth a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like...
Another thing, too, I was talking to Jimmy, too, that we need to order some flags. Hang up on the poles.
Right.
Flag Day and Memorial Day.
American flags.
Somebody needs to put a bug in the ear of the post office, too. They need to change flags out.
I know who to put on them. By George, he'll be right down there.
Well, they're bad.
Well,
They're really bad.
I don't know why he hasn't already been there.
We had a change for him last time. He changed them. We had to hang them up.
Was that turn of the century?
No, to both. But I thought about it.
I'll go get my wife out of jail.
There's nobody going to come get me out of jail.
It's probably a federal offense.
To what?
It's a pound offense.
For what?
I'm not saying.
I missed it.
The lawyer's here now.
Missed it.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
Going postal at the post office? I'm good at that.
Kathy, you need from us tonight total accounts payable due, correct?
Yes.
Anyone want to make a motion to accept?
I make a motion that we accept the accounts payable due as presented.
There's a motion and second to approve the accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then you need the interim accounts payable, correct?
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the interim accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion second to approve the interim accounts payable as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now you need the December 13, 2021 regular meeting minutes, correct?
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of the December 13th, 2020 regular minutes.
Second.
Okay, motions.
You skimped on that.
I did.
A weak motion.
It was. I was
to accept the December 13, 2021 regular meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else you need from us tonight, Kathy?
No, sir.
There's no additional questions. We'll move on.
There. I just got our flag fixed at the post office.
Good. The MIA one's terrible.
Oh, you?
Before we move on, I made myself a note and forgot to ask Jimmy about the boundary adjustment.
Oh, yeah. Zoning board.
Can you maybe get in contact? I think it's me, Jeff, Jibber, and Garland.
Garland.
In the next week.
And I think you're on that committee also.
Who's up there?
I think, I don't know.
Well, you talked to Joyce and Ricky.
With the glasses.
No, but there was somebody just recently that I talked to that lives up there. What's that place called?
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights. That place up on the hill.
What? Jibber Garland's.
That's three, yeah.
Lindcrest.
Lindcrest.
I mean, our next
election all about
is not
it.
Until.
Yeah, wanting to.
Yes. I just November, had somebody cornered so. Me at a ball game the other night and are like, you know.
There's actually an additional 50 potential home sites that someone approached me with the other day too that would like to be inside the town. So,
yeah,
we need to get that.
Jimmy, if you set that up, let's get that out of the way and get it started. It should only be in one or two to two time meeting to get the thing, then we got to go to the county for it. Okay, anything else from Treasurer Clerk? Okay, we've got reports from Chief Brooks, who's not here tonight. Any additional questions or comments on the police department?
Did Scott get his ammo ordered?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, additional questions? Okay, guys, we're finally to you guys, Chief Hawkins. Oh, okay.
Maybe next time they're here, we can move them to before reports and y'all wouldn't have to sit there so long. Would you like that?
Please.
I'll think about it.
That would be amazing.
Probably not.
For the month of December 2021, we had one structure fire, two smoke reports, one vehicle fire. We had five more vehicle accidents. We had four with extrication. No search and rescue, no assist police. We had 26 assist to EMS. No hazmat, no wildland fire, and five others with a total of 44 calls ending in the month of December. Total man hours for calls was 259 hours. Total personnel responding was 248. Total training hours, 340. Total assist calls, 26. We also done the Christmas parade, 12/3/21 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We done Wise's Christmas parade, Norton's Christmas parade for about 2 hours. We also went and helped with the food giveaway and the COVID-19 shots. We helped the health wagon, the Wise Fire Grounds from 12 p.m. till 2. We also done the fallen police officer Chandler Wright for the Jeep Club. They have extended out to all the fire departments and police departments that wanted to participate. We done that. We also done a parade for the special needs boy on Sandy Ridge. It was for his Christmas present. He had asked his parents if he loves fire trucks and ambulances and stuff like that, so they reached out and we made it happen for him, and he was very happy. He was very tickled. That concludes our December of 2021, and now we're on to the new year of 2022. Moving right along.
All right. Questions?
All right. On this, to whom it may concern, this list, the fire department officers for the year 2021, when is the new election for 2022?
It'll be in March.
So we actually, we've never approved this list.
Right.
We need to do that tonight.
These have also, they had been sent electronically, but we think due to the virtual meetings and COVID and all that, maybe it's kind of got...
It got through the cracks and they would never approve, so I mean, you know, it's... Like I said, we don't want you guys to get personal liability or anything, so let's just keep everything the way it should be, and let's get these approved.
I make a motion that we accept the officers as presented for the Coburn Fire Department.
Second.
Okay, there is a motion and second to approve the officers as presented, and I'll read these out. Chief Cliff Hawkins, Assistant Chief Logan Jackson, Captain Roger Stanley, First Lieutenant Randall Mead, and Second Lieutenant Chris Main. Is there any discussion? Okay, those in favor of approving these officers, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? You guys are official.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're 2 months to go. You're now official.
Yes.
If you would, be sure to get those lists to us as soon as y'all go through.
As soon as everything is done, we will bring it. I will bring it personally and do the same thing we've done. Not that way. There's no
questions. Thank you guys for everything you do.
Hey Jeff, before we move on, right now we're in the process of firing EMS in Wise County of updating the mutual aid response thing because it's not been done in about 20 years. I mean, most of the guys that signed, fire chiefs that signed it, and rescue captains that signed it, no longer exist. We're updating it to meet today's standards and all that stuff. So. When we get it put together, I'll bring you all a copy and look at it. Bubba may ask to have Jimmy sign it. I'll sign it.
Okay, what is it, Cliff? It's an agreement between the towns and the county and this county.
Yeah, it was an agreement between the town's fire departments, and like Valley thought it was actually a town fire department, same reason, but it'd be an agreement between all of us that, hey, if Joe calls me and wants help, I'm coming.
Right.
If Devontae calls and wants help, I'm coming. Or if I call and want help, they're coming. They'll bring me whatever they've got as long as it's not being needed in our jurisdiction at that time. Okay. We're having a house fire, and they call and say, hey, send me a pump. I'm sorry, I'll trip it to another new state. Company.
Cliff, if you would, prior to signing anything like that, be sure to get it to Will and let him review it just to make sure there's no complications.
But it'll be the county will probably end up signing. I don't know if the county will sign it or not because they don't have a fire department involved in it or a rescue squad involved in it. But
you guys get funding from the county, so I would assume they would have to be part of it.
I don't think they won't go and sign into it for some reason. I don't know.
Just get it to Will before you sign
before you sign anything.
I'll get with that.
Yeah, don't sign it till.
Well, that's in policy now. We've already accepted
you can't
that.
Go into any kind of contract.
We can't go into any kind of agreement like that without council approval.
Council approvals on all of it. So, but we, and all of them come to us, and we all send them to that man right down there because he loves to read.
But I'll get everybody a copy of you and read what it is. It's basically a pretty simple agreement. It says, if I need it, I'll bring it back to you.
Right, it's more or less covering us,
right.
The fire department, because, you know, say that we have a structure fire and we call for another fire department, say, hey, we need help. Well, you know, I don't know what, me and Cliff don't know what another fire department's going to send. How many people, or right now, we don't know who they're going to send, if they're trained, if they're adequately trained, or they're the proper age to be able to say, hey, you know, we need you to make entry, go. You know, that's something that all this is kind of in conjunction going to say, that way everybody knows if they're sending somebody, they're trained. So all that's just
just give it to Will. The first copy, get it to Will.
There you go.
He's the man.
All right.
Okay, no problem.
And maybe next month y'all be here, I'll move you all up to before reports.
I'd like to take them out there.
But then you might want to sit in on all the reports.
I mean, it is a report, so maybe leave it as the first report.
I don't know, it may be 2 or 3 months before we've got that worked out, because it's like I said, it's a lot of hands involved in that. We've got every chief, the fire department, every rescue squad captain.
Have we still got it, Cliff? Like, if you all were out somewhere that we could call Norton, Wyatt,
that's what
whoever,
this paper's
could
about.
Pull in here and cover up.
That's what this is for.
You agree with all?
We've always done that, but
It just hadn't been. It just hadn't been redone in about 20 years.
Okay.
I think the last time it was redone was like 2001 or something.
Okay.
Maybe 2000. Somewhere right in there, it was. But that's basically what it is. It's just a redo of what we had, updated people and updated equipment list and stuff. I know we've added massive amounts of equipment for that length of time. Everything from ATVs to boats to whatever that Ford Mobile was identified and that. So that also helps dispatch.
Let me ask you a question, okay? And this kind of came up in a conversation with some people 2 or 3 days ago, something like that, when the first CARES Act money came through. The county went and purchased a group of ambulances, rescue squad vehicles for different rescue squads themselves. Of course, Coburn doesn't have a rescue squad, so we didn't get anything. Was anything offered to you all from the county for equipment to more or less compensate for not getting an ambulance?
Not on the ambulance side. All the fire departments were able to. We sent them expensive, like for masks.
I understand all that. And everybody could participate in that. But we're talking to the tune of $300,000, I'm understanding. So nothing was offered to you guys by the county as equipment and for to kind of take the place of an ambulance that we didn't need and didn't get.
You know, the thing about this happened that all we took, but it's.
I just, you know, before I.
That's something that's probably down the road too.
Well, this is done past, and that money's
done. You can't get it.
That money's gone as far as the.
It would have been nice, I think, if the county had offered to do something for you guys, because you guys do respond to a lot of stuff, and you know, kind of to compensate you guys for, you know, what the other towns got and Coburn got shafted on.
We did kind of get the shaft on that.
We did.
And everything.
I mean, right here's 26 assist EMS. 26.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
That should be a lot, a house fire, I'm not too worried about going out here and catching COVID, because most of us will be in SCBAs, and you know, that's fine. But now we do run a lot of EMS calls. You know, cutting somebody out of a vehicle, I mean, you're right there on top of it. We've got to wear, we protect ourselves.
We've got to wear that PPE, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it does get tiring,
See, what he's saying though is that we got left out when they went around passing out.
I asked about that. I didn't have any recourse because we didn't have a rescue squad. I kind of thought, would you give life care to help run the
company? Well, life care is a for profit, so
you can't to them.
But I mean, it would have been nice to have an emergency response vehicle with some equipment in it that you guys could have used.
Well, like I said,
as an EMS vehicle.
Yeah,
strictly EMS.
Yeah, well, pick up another four-door pickup or something.
Yeah.
I just want, before I ask the question further, I just wanted to find out if anything can offer.
Yeah, because we know, we kind of got, we ain't licensed EMS agency, we kind of got that down.
Okay.
That's how we kind of managed to do it, because we're licensed EMS agency.
Okay, thank you.
Very welcome.
All right, next item.
Logan, thank you.
See you guys.
We got some paperwork we got to go to.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Next item's attorney report. Mr. Sturgill, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys. I'm very glad to be here. Very glad.
Sounds like wherever you've been wasn't good.
It's been all good for the past few weeks. But,
have fun.
Yeah. Everything's good or else I wouldn't be here.
All right.
I think that you all got my email hopefully earlier. Is that on the agenda for
it time? Is.
Okay. It is.
Then basically what I have will be just that it's on the agenda. I can go over now in the county report the changes and what's happened.
It's first item under new business, so if you guys
just
want to
just come in. So I'm good.
Okay. Any questions? Then new business. Please.
All right. Well, perfect time. If you all should have in front of you officer reimbursement educational agreement. This is a new draft, something that I put together beginning in 2019 for whenever we had a new person to go to the academy. It's got much more different language than what was in our original agreement, because whenever we first started doing these agreements, one of the questions dealt with termination, and so, and who terminated what, and so that's been updated now. The biggest thing is, and why I sent it to you by email as far as the policy also, I wanted everybody to have the opportunity to be able to read the agreement and also our policy. And make sure that they didn't have any questions and make sure that you all as a council felt like the agreement aligned with the policy that we currently have in place. What I would ask for you all, from you all tonight is approval of the agreement and to approve the town manager and the town police chief in order to sign on behalf of the county, so to authorize their signatures on the agreement, if you all
are
wanting to.
Okay.
I think when I read this and I looked through it, because the last mess that an agreement was signed, the persons assumed that they had been terminated.
Correct.
So I don't think that's in the language of this, but is our police chief for sure understanding that you can't just say, I'm not going to put you on the schedule? That he has to be for sure that he is realizing that that's a form of termination.
Right. What I would, I don't know what our police chief is aware of and not aware of as far as that part goes. So what I would tell you is obviously he needs to be aware when he signs this agreement what exactly it states, and so that way he knows what any sort of consequences are if he takes one action or the other. Now, with that being said, this agreement versus the other one, because the previous agreement dealt with termination, and it seems like if we terminated, then they did not have to pay it back, but if they terminated it, they did,
right.
Something like that. And, you know, one of the tough parts in that is, with the way that was worded, was if you have a really bad employee, it almost seems like that they would terminate me, and that way I don't have to pay it back.
Right.
And so what I did was try to clean up some of that language. And what you will see is in number three, when it talks about total training cost. It discusses how much is going to have to be paid back. It also authorizes the town to be able to withhold any amount due from the officer's last paycheck, because that has to be actually written per the Virginia Code in an agreement in order to be able to do that, because without that, you're not allowed to do that. So that's another addition to this. And then I'll have to find it, but I know it states that if the officer fails to complete the service with the town, that the officer, for any reason other than, yeah,
I think it's still
number three.
Yeah, still three.
If the officer fails to complete, comma, for any reason other than death or disability, 24 months of continuous employment with the town from the date of completion of the academy and his certification as a police officer in the Commonwealth, the officer shall reimburse the town for the full amount owed under this agreement for all total training expenses,
right,
including tuition, fees, etc. And so what that does is, it, in my opinion, it takes away who terminated who and gets into that big question. So I know on the last one, it was mentioned that we needed to take that experience and learn from it. That's what I tried to do with this. And as far as whether it would uphold in court, I mean, obviously I'm not the judge here in the case, but it would be my recommendation to enter into this agreement.
Okay.
I like it.
Will, one question.
Yes.
Couple of questions and comment. Okay, are we covered in here? Let's say we have a candidate who goes to training, and 6 weeks into the training, they just decide this is not for me.
That's
under that terminated.
That's number three still.
So,
in the event the officer elects not to complete the pre-criminal justice training academy, the officer shall be released from employment with the town, and the officer shall reimburse the town for the total amount of training expenses incurred to date.
So we are covered there.
It is.
Okay. I would suggest also that we get you and our police chief together and just go through a question and answer thing to make sure that he understands what's in this contract, you know, so when he signs it, he knows what he's signing.
And I'd also like to suggest to Scott that any time that he does anything down there dealing with employment, that he probably should contact you and say, listen, what do you think about this? This is what I've got in mind.
And the question is, when does this academy start?
My understanding is that it's started today.
And that's so, what I was thinking.
Right,
so this
and
would,
so, and so I believe that the officer may have already signed this agreement. I don't know that, but I believe that he may have.
Is it just a matter of?
And in my opinion, that's perfectly fine, because obviously it's two parties. This is ratified from our end, and I made it as about as clear cut as you could obviously understand from his point of view. Hey, we're doing you, obviously helping your career by doing this, and we expect for you to be able to help the town of Coburn by completing your service. And bottom line, unless there's a death or disability, you're going to owe this money back.
Right. The way I read it, I don't think a judge would be able to dismiss it unless it was a misunderstanding on who was
right.
Who fired who.
I mean, I can't speak for what defenses anybody may come up with. All I can do is try to make it
this,
as clear cut and black and white as I can, because obviously there is litigation out there about whether towns and cities can even enter into these agreements, and there's case law dealing with that. And again, if I thought it was illegal, I wouldn't be presenting this.
So we need to do
it. Yeah, it did start today.
I thought he did, and I think that Officer Gardner may have had him sign it today or yesterday prior to. But I do believe that he went over with him.
And we have one or two candidates.
One.
one, the other one failed.
There were two, was my understanding.
There was, he didn't pass his physical.
Correct.
So he has been told.
To go in March.
In April.
April.
But he ain't trying to do it again.
Yeah.
So we need to say that, make a motion to allow our chief of police and our.
What we need is a motion to approve this agreement and for, and to authorize the town manager and the police chief to sign on behalf of the town.
Two separate.
One motion.
No, right, it's one motion.
Okay.
But two separate individuals, and, you know, technically speaking, we could just do the police chief or the town manager, but.
I like the two party.
But I think it's important to have both.
I think it's important to have both, too.
And so this will carry on every time. Just, this one's just got.
This is authorizing the use of this contract.
This one was swindled, but the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So are we going to have to do it every time?
What I would prefer to do is for you all to do, technically, in my legal opinion, you all would not even have to authorize this tonight, because it's already in policy that there's an agreement and the town manager is authorized to do that. However, with that being said, I want to make sure that there's no question that this was approved, number one.
I think it's important to approve.
And number two, I think any time the town funds are going to be expended for this type of training, considering the cost of it, I think it should come before you. So I don't think that it should be approving the form. I think any time there's.
Each agreement.
It should come before you.
Which is, I think, is what we had agreed on anyway.
It is, because we just talked about that last session.
Just a minute ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, so each time we have a new.
It's to be presented before you.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion.
Hold on one second before you make the motion. Does it need to be made, the motion, does the motion need to be made specific to the individual itself?
I think so.
Okay. Wesley Swindle?
Because it's to approve the officer reimbursement education agreement that is before you, which pertains to the specific individual.
Okay. So I can say his name?
You can.
Okay. So I want to make a motion to approve the officer reimbursement educational agreement between the town of Coburn, the town of Coburn Police Department, and Officer Wesley Swindle.
Thank you.
And to have the town manager and police chief to sign off.
Thank
you. Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to approve the officer reimbursement educational agreement between the town of Coburn and Wesley Swindle to be signed by the town manager and town police chief. Any discussion? Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins, Jeff Kaiser, Devin Tynan, Joe Skeen, Sharon Skeen.
Okay, motion carries. Anything else?
No.
Okay, we have no other new business. We have no other old business. Do we have any reason to go into closed session? Good. Having none. Last item on the agenda is council comments, concerns. Mr. Mooney.
I do not have any.
Mr. Steele.
Appreciate all the work that everybody does, because we're sure a lot of it goes. I mean, we don't know the height of it, but you all do. And so I appreciate everybody.
Thank you, Mrs. Steele.
Thanks to everyone involved in everything that goes on every day, all the stuff I don't see. And glad to see our Jeff back out of the hospital and running around.
Okay, the only thing I've got to add to it is everyone stay safe. COVID is rampant in this county right now.
Yes, it is.
So please stay safe. And motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? Those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, we are adjourned.